You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts. So first and foremost, let me first start off by saying happy motherfucking birthday to Hand Me My Purse, okay? Because it's my baby's birthday. Yesterday, if you're listening to this on April 2nd, yesterday, April 1st, was my baby's fourth birthday. And I could not be more proud of who she is growing to be. And yes, I have humanized my podcast. Yes, I did. 4 years in the game, and I have no intention of letting my foot off the gas any fucking time soon. Happy birthday to Hand Me My Purse.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
I still really have a lot to say. There's so many people to talk to. Like, I'm nowhere near finished. So many stories to tell. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm just very grateful. And for all of the growth, the wins, the doubt, the uncertainty, the support, the love, the listens, the downloads, the subscribes, the follows on social media, the live messages and DMs about the episode as you're listening, the submission of the questions for Straight Facts, the telling me that your aunt and your grandma and your dad or your uncle listens, for wearing the t-shirts that I give to you, for putting the stickers on your water bottles and your laptops when I give them to you, the magnets, the calls when I am unsure of myself, the validation that I am actually really fucking good at this. Listen, I am eternally grateful for all of that. And there are no words that can even begin to express how I feel about your support, your encouragement, and how your love has changed my life and sometimes really was the fabric that kept me going. However, I do know somebody who knows how to say it better than I do. I know somebody who may not be able to express how I feel about you guys, and the gratitude that maybe I have for you guys, but I know somebody who can kind of tell you how I'm feeling about Hand Me My Purse's fourth birthday. Go ahead and let them know how I'm feeling.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting.
Yep, that's it in a nutshell, okay? Thank you, Uncle Snoop, my fellow Libra, for summing it up for me. And now,
let's move forward.
So I was perusing Erykah Badu's internet, and I found this statement. It's an excerpt from a book by someone, I have no idea who this person is, but someone named L.E. Bowman. And he or she, don't know who they are, wrote a book called The Evolution of a Girl. And there's a quote from that book, and it goes, "Not every day has to be better than the last. Healing is the type of thing that comes and goes. It wilts and it grows. A breath must leave you before another one can fill your lungs." And I love that. And I love that especially because I've been doing some breath work at night outside. That is very helpful for me. And I want to read that to you one more time. "Not every day has to be better than the last. Healing is the type of thing that comes and it goes, it wilts and it grows, but a breath must leave you before another can fill your lungs." Can't see the thing that happened. Okay. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast. And I want you to always remember that I am Mimi Walker, and I will be your only and forever host each and every time you tune into this podcast. So go ahead and get comfortable. Get yourself a glass of your favorite beverage, whether that is alkaline water. I enjoy alkaline water. I feel like it is healing me without me knowing on the inside. Some grape Kool-Aid. Shout out to my dad.
On some other stuff.
I didn't mean to hit on some other stuff, but shout out to my dad because in the 90s, he made grape Kool-Aid. He would cut up lemons and put in the grape Kool-Aid, and there would be lemon pulp and lemon flavor in with the grape Kool-Aid because he was a fancy man. Shout out to you, Daddy. A hot cup of lavender chamomile tea with probiotics because that's what I've been drinking lately. Or some Uncle Nearest 1856 premium aged whiskey on the rocks. Shout out to Uncle Nearest. Go light yourself a candle, some incense, or burn some sage, and just get ready to chill out and have a good time. What's up, friends and kin? It's Mimi, resident Auntie Supreme, here at Hand Me My Purse. And today, I am sipping on some cherry bubbly seltzer water. No, they are not paying me for this, okay? Should they be paying me for this? Hell yes, but they're not. And it's okay, because I don't have time to worry myself about frivolous things like that. I've been drinking these cherry bubbly seltzer waters all week. I'm away for spring break, and I bought a pack to keep in my hotel room. And I've been sipping these bad boys all week. And I actually forgot how much I love the cherry ones. Not as good as the black cherry. Okay, let's be very clear. Wait a minute. I don't even think that bubbly has a black cherry. I prefer black cherry flavored things. It could be subconscious. Fight the powers that be.
Try to restore my community.
You know, I'm all about my people here.
Put some respect on my name.
But this isn't black cherry. It's just regular cherry. But they're delicious, and I love them. And so I'm excited about it. I want to know what you guys are drinking. I always love when you guys send me messages telling me what you are drinking. So let me know, what exactly are you drinking as you're listening to this?
Oh yeah.
You know, I chose to not just do one jam today. I decided to do four and a bonus in celebration of the fourth Hand Me My Purse birthiversary. Shout out to Hand Me My Purse. That's kind of loud, but whatevs. I am currently on spring break and I decided to come down to Virginia Beach because, well, it was in my budget. I wanted to go to a few other places and it took me about 2 weeks to decide because I'm a Libra and I have a hard time with decisions. But anyway, came down to Virginia Beach. It was in my budget. Excuse me. I have to burp because I'm drinking this bubbly. Excuse me, friends. And so I was able to be close to the water, smell some different air. I really needed to get away because the school year has been hell of a. I wanted to see some new people, taste some different foods, and just, you know, get away from the city for a little while. And I have said many times on the show before that my mother's biological father is from this area. Newport News, to be exact. Shout out to Newport News. Excuse me. Anyway, as I was saying, I have maternal roots in this area. And my ancestry goes back to the mid to early 1800. What is a 1800? Come on, Mimi.
That's some other stuff.
The mid to early 1800s, excuse me, here in this area, maybe even earlier. So, you know, being in this area is just a part of my DNA, my structural DNA. It's the very fiber of who I am. This area is called the Tidewater region. And whenever I come down here, it feels exactly like I am just supposed to be here. And you know what? Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. Maybe this is where I'm supposed to move. Anyway, I tell you all this much. Well, not all, but I'll tell you some about my trip in a little bit. But back to these jams and anyway, where I went with this. So,
child, please.
Let's move forward.
Whether you're aware or not, there are a lot of amazing musical artists that come from this area. And the interesting part is that this is not a really huge area. It's not big like New York City, Philly, Atlanta, Detroit, L.A., the Bay Area, Houston, Texas, Louisiana, but some of your favorite artists, or well, the world's favorites, come right from this quiet, small little region. And I'm talking major musical genius. So like Ella Fitzgerald is from Newport News. Pearl Bailey is from Newport News. Missy Elliott is from Portsmouth. Pharrell is from Virginia Beach. Timbaland is from, I want to say Portsmouth. The Clips are from Chesapeake. So that means Pusha T is from Chesapeake. Chris Brown, if I'm not mistaken, is from Virginia Beach. Although Chris Brown has gotten kind of weird lately. You can't deny his talent, but dude is weird.
Get somebody else to do it.
Because I ain't going to be able to do Chris Brown, but whatever. excuse me. And there are so many more other people, you know, outside of music, but athletes, actors, and not just black people, white people too, that just come from this area, but I don't have all day. But you see where I'm going. Yes, you do. So I decided that I would share four of my favorite songs from my favorite artists from this area. And that person would be Melissa Arnett Elliott, and that would be Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott is a fucking national treasure, and if you don't agree with me, you're stupid, and I'm just gonna say that. I'm just joking. I don't think you're stupid, but I don't think you really understand the genius that Missy Elliott is. To me, in my mind, I don't feel like Missy gets the adoration as a musical genius that I think that she deserves. And I'm tired of it. You guys need to just get with the program. So anyway, the songs that I chose are Beat Me 911, Sock It To Me, Hot Boys, and Why You All In My Grill, with a bonus song. Missy was discovered because she was originally in a group called Sista. Shout out to all my old heads who know about Sista. I feel like that is really loud, and it is, it's bothering me that it's so loud. Let me turn it down. Anyway, It was herself and three other young women, and they were all from this area, and their first song was called Brand New. And so only people of a certain age are going to remember this song, and maybe some people that are of a certain age may not even know this song, but I was always a music gal. I always was really into music, thanks to my mama. The song came out around the New Jack Swing era. And actually, Devontae of Jodeci was involved in helping them get their start. Timbaland, of course, who was Missy's really good friend, produced the song and produced the album along with Devontae. Missy wrote it, wrote most of the music on the song. The group had an album, but it was shelved. However, it was released for the masses in 2017, and the album actually was, it came out and then shelved, and then was shelved in 1994. Missy said, y'all gonna get this sister album, no matter what. You gonna have access to this shit. But anyway, Mary J. Blige was on the album. Casey from Casey and Jodeci and a few other people. I haven't really checked the whole album out, but Brand New was my shit. I even wore my hair like this, but to tell the truth, everybody, all black girls wore their hair like they wore their hair in this music video. And when you see the music video, you're going to be like, yeah, Mimi, you right. So, of course, you know, I put all the links to all the videos in the show notes because I got you, babe. I got you. One thing about me, y'all should know by now, I got you. So go on ahead, get into the song. I'm going to play a little snippet of it. Mainly just get into the complete creative genius that you're going to see when you watch Missy's music videos. Beyond the Brand New video, I'm going to put links to all the videos in the show notes. Watch all of them. Missy, she was before her time. She's a musical genius. The creativity that oozes from her pores is from another galaxy. And she kind of set the stage for so many people to think outside of the box, to be that kind of bold, where it's just like, I don't really care what people think about me and what they think about my art, my artistry. I'm going to do what I want to and what feels authentic to me. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And it's worked for her. And truthfully, that's the way you win. And we can kind of all learn from her blueprint. What's happening with me? I'll tell you what's happening. I went to dinner tonight and I had these crushes. Usually when you go to dinner or happy hour and you have a crush, a grapefruit crush, a blueberry crush, a blueberry basil or strawberry basil crush or a grapefruit or a lemon crush, you drink it and you're fine. Well, I went down to the boardwalk or the oceanfront and I went to this place. The food was delightful. It was nice. It was okay. But these fucking crushes, I had a Rum Runner crush and I had two Goombe Smash crushes. If you know what a Goombe Smash is, shout out to the Bahamas. And sis was a little tipsy and I wasn't really expecting to be. They weren't big drinks. They were small. They were in a small cup, but they packed a hell of a punch. Okay, so that's probably why my words are coming out a little different today. Okay, so I would appreciate if you didn't judge me. I would appreciate if you just rode the wave with me until it wears off. Okay, and it may not wear off before I'm done here, but just roll with me. Okay. I don't ask for much. But anyway, what I was saying is we can learn from her blueprint because that kind of creative authenticity is really the foundation for success because you're remaining true to yourself. So I'm not, like I said, about to play all these songs, but I am going to play a little bit of the song that I think if you heard it, you might remember. Most people know Sakatomi, Why You All In My Grill, Beat Me 911 and Hot Boys, but y'all might not know Brand New. But if you heard the chorus, you might remember it. So this is a clip of Brand New. Enjoy it. And once that's done, we're going to go ahead and get this party started. And then when you're done, go to the show notes and watch the videos, the music videos. This lady was on something else. One video, her, the Brat, and Little Kim are in it, and they're like Mega Man and these like little toys. Then another video, she's like a Barbie and Magoo. Rest in peace, Magoo. Who else is in these videos that is not alive no more? Irish from 702. Rest in peace to them. If you don't know who these people are, that's fine. But, you know, God bless the dead. So just watch the videos and look at the creative genius that's in the videos. Also, another thing I want you to do is to, it's one thing to get into Missy's like rap, her rickety rap skills. Another thing that trips me out is every time I come down here, there's a street in Hampton called Rip Rap Road, and that shit is funny to me. But anyway, get into her rip rap skills, but also get into her voice because she can sing, okay? And she can dance her ass off, okay? So go ahead and watch the videos, okay? We're going to go ahead and get this party started. Enjoy, and this is Brand New by Sista.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Can we talk for a minute?
Well, y'all, it's been 4 fucking years.
Wow.
It's been a hell of a ride. It's been exciting. It's been scary. It's been joyful. It's been surprising. It's been very exciting. It's been up. It's been down. It's been all around. It's like a seesaw, baby. Okay. It's been an amazing 4 years. And it's been very, very joyful. I can't even begin to express the joy that I have felt in the past 4 years. And there have been so many wonderful moments. And I would not trade this experience for anything because it has been so, it's been life-changing for me. And when I think about where all of this started and how it all started and think about where I am now, First of all, I never thought that 4 years later I'd still be doing this. Because in the words of my cousin Randall, shout out to my cousin Randall. He told me a few years ago, he said, you know, Mimi, you don't really stick to anything if you don't like it. You will drop something quick. And, you know, he was right. He didn't have to say that like that, but he was right. But I love my podcast. I love doing this. I have yet to get tired of it. Don't get me wrong. There are some days where it's like, oh my God, I don't feel like doing this. But I do it. And that says a lot about me, because when I don't want to do something, I don't do it. I don't do it at all. It's not really my ministry. It's not how I get down. If I don't want to do something, I don't want to do it. But this fills my cup in a different kind of way. It's a complete, authentic manifestation of what I truly feel is my purpose in this realm, in this galaxy, here on this planet, in this very moment of my life. I truly believe that this is a calling over my life. And I think that it kind of blows my mind that it didn't start until I was 39 years old. You know, I was 39 when I started doing the research for this show in February of about 2019. You know, I dug in and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this because everybody's telling me that I should do it. And I didn't do it because people were telling me, but, you know, so many people were telling me you would be really good at this. And I'm like, you know what, it doesn't hurt to try. I do like to talk. I have a lot to say. I'm going to finally start a podcast. So for a solid 6 to 8 months, I just did all hardcore research. I bought a domain name. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I went through all of these different processes to figure out the perfect name. And shout out to my big sister, Angelica, for helping me go through this. She's a Virgo. I'm telling you, if you're an air sign, get you some good, solid earth signs to be around you. Shout out to you, Angelica. And then I started doing a lot of writing. I started working on scripting intros and outros and structuralizing the show and learning about marketing and figuring out, you know, what you need to do to structure a show. And I did a lot of reading. And it's so funny because I always say, oh, I don't read. No, bitch, I be reading. And it's interesting because a lot of people think that starting a podcast is just about getting on a mic and running your mouth and recording it. How about no, ma'am, Pam? You got to lay some groundwork. It's so essential. And as with anything you do that is rooted in truth and authenticity, it's not always something that comes easily. It takes a lot of work, like any and everything that we do. And it's, you know, we live in a society that celebrates inauthenticity. If you just sit back and look at it, you know, it's wild. Everything is fake. Butts are fake. Hair is fake. Nails are fake. Eyelashes are fake. Calves are fake. Penises are fake. You know, like things are fake. Purses are fake. I was going to say Birkins. Purses are fake. Shoes are fake. You know, so many things that are not. Personalities are fake. Eyes are fake. Lips are not natural, you know, and that's not to shade anybody who is into those things. I'm just saying that we just live in a society that kind of celebrates that. And, you know,
stick to the game plan.
Never mind. Anyway, during the summer of 2019, I asked a former student of mine if they could help me to produce my show. And she was a part of a music program that we used to have at the school where I work. And she knew how to work soundboards and set up microphones and do all that stuff. And I didn't know a goddamn thing about that. And so I had to get in where I fit in. I had to utilize my resources. She said yes. And so, boom, there we go. I also asked another student that was in the same music program who was known for making beats if he could help me come up with some music for the show. I told him what I was looking for. I gave him examples. I played him music that was aligned with the kind of music that I was looking for. And he was like, I heard of this kind of music before. It was very similar to some like 90s music. He was like, I heard this before. I heard about them. I played it for him. And him and another kid that was in that music program, they make up Gloomy Tunes. Shout out to Gloomy Tunes. And they gave me what I needed. And, you know, I knew when I asked him, he was a different kind of kid. He has a very genuine spirit. He was definitely kind of the kind of kid that marches to the beat of his own drum, didn't really care what people thought about him. He was very creative and very talented. And let me tell you something. They made the music that you hear on Hand Me My Purse Today. And I went to him and I was like, I'm going to pay you for this. And he was like, no, you don't have to. But it was important for me that he understood that you should be paid for your art. Your creativity does have a price. And he gave me a price. I doubled it. He gave me like 5 or 6 songs. I chopped them up, moved them around, and boom, I have the music for Hand Me My Purse. I started recording in October of 2019, I think, just trying to play around and get used to like hearing my voice and using my voice on a microphone, scripting for the show, learning how to write for a podcast or for a radio show, and to avoid sounding like I was reading an essay because...
Please.
Ain't nobody got time. You ever listen to a podcast and it sound like they are like reading a paper? Don't nobody want to hear that shit. They don't. And so if you listen to the first 4 episodes, you can literally hear me settling into my comfortability. And so I released the trailer on March the 1st, 2020. Boom. 12 days later. What happened, guys? And so at the time, my very first producer, the student I told you about earlier, her name was Saffron. Her mom had a lot of compromising health issues. And I believe that her mom has passed away. So God bless the dead and may God rest her mother's spirit. But she had some compromising health issues at the time and we couldn't really put her at risk, you know, because she had her own stuff going on. So I didn't feel comfortable doing that. And I wouldn't dare do that to anybody. And so at that point, I was on my own. Mimi was on her own to figure this out. And I had to start doing some more research about production. And I was like, shit, like I had to buy my own mics. I had to learn how to utilize a whole new audio program. I had to learn how to at least get basic decent sound. And I didn't really do a great job with that, if I'm being honest. But you know what? I did my best. And, you know, I did my best. So fuck the rest. And so from that moment, I was kind of on my own and it was all good. I did the best I could and it brought me joy. I was happy. And I'm grateful for the time that I did spend with Saffron on those 4 episodes and, you know, the time leading up to that, because I learned a lot of little things like how to cut and move tracks. And, you know, we had a good time. And if you listen to the little snippet before the greeting or the welcome, you'll hear she and I like talking and laughing. And if you listen to some of the old episodes, you'll hear like a whole little conversation between she and I. Shout out to you, Saffron. Thank you so much for helping me lay the groundwork for this this podcast. I don't know where she is, but God bless her. And I pray that she is doing well. And we had a good time. A couple times my cousins came into the studio while we were recording. Actually, my best friend, who was on the episode last year when we went to Paris to see Beyonce, she came and we recorded an episode. And it was actually the first full episode that I ever recorded. And that was a conversation with her. And it may never see the light of day because we were acting a fucking fool. Okay. And it was hilarious. But, you know, my producers probably could cut it up and clean it up. So I'll have to see about that, because that may be an option to put that out, because it was fucking funny.
Stick to the game plan.
Anyway, this has been a really amazing journey for me, and I'm really grateful for the people who have always supported me. But there's something about the people who supported me in the very beginning. And I'm not going to call them by name because they know who they are. The ones who had my back when I ain't know shit, when I ain't have shit, when I was recording in my grandmother and my aunt's living room and I would summon them to their room like, can you just let me do this, please, and just be quiet? Can you close your door? The ones who told me that everything was going to be all right, that they were proud of me, who said, you got this, when I knew I didn't really have this. You know, the people who really, really, really had my back, you know, who were there when I don't even know if I was there. And if I could be really honest, truthfully, without those people, I probably wouldn't be here still doing this today. I definitely wouldn't still be doing it. And I'm eternally grateful for those people and to those people. And they know who they are. And if it's not you, it's okay. It's okay if it's not you, because everybody plays a role in our lives at different times. Everybody. Whether that is a role of support. I don't know what this noise is. So I'm recording from my hotel room, which has been my little house or my little apartment for the past 6 days. I've been gone for like a week. I actually extended my trip because there was a big flood watch and storm, but that's neither here nor there. And I was like, I don't know how this goes in like beach towns. Am I going to have to evacuate the hotel? The good thing is that my godfather lives down here. So if I really needed somewhere to evacuate and go to, I could definitely go to his house. So thank God. Shout out to my godfather. And his wife. But anyway, everybody has a role. Somebody's making a lot of noise. I don't know if it's downstairs at the restaurant, because sometimes they have trivia nights and stuff. Be quiet. I'm trying to record my show. Okay, have some respect for handing my purse. Okay? Like I was saying, whether it's a role of support, a role of doubt, a role of negativity, encouragement, avoidance, because that's a thing. A role where they are just avoiding supporting you or encouraging you. A role of whatever. Everybody has a role in our lives at different phases in our lives. And sometimes people's roles may shift. And one thing that I have learned is that you cannot get too comfortable with people and their roles, because shit changes. Life is constantly happening. Life does not wait for us. And expectations of people will have you sitting in a pool of complete disappointment. It will leave you resentful. It will leave you angry. But most of all, it will leave you disappointed. And creating and maintaining this podcast has taught me this very thing for sure. There are many things that I've learned since February of 2019, which is actually 5 years of being in this game. But the one that has really been the driving force for me is to stop expecting people to be anybody other than who they are. It is a life lesson. People are going to just be who they are. And in the meantime, the most important thing is for you to focus on you and find out who you are. Because if you understand who you are, and if you are fundamentally and fully self-aware, then what other people do, it's not going to really bother you. It won't really trigger you that much, because you're so focused on being the best version of you that when other people are not what you think is the best version of themselves, you're not really worried about it. Also, like, who the fuck are you to say that somebody is not being the best version of themselves? And I don't care if someone is a sex worker, if they're a drug addict, if they're a murderer, if they are, you know, whatever it is, judging them is not our business. It's not what God has put us here to do. God is the ultimate judge. God is here to figure out, like, or to help them figure out, like, how to be the best version of themselves. The same way God is here to help us figure out how to be the best version of ourselves. Focus on you. Focus on finding out why somebody else shifting their energy when it comes to you, or shifting how they show up for you, or shifting whatever bothers you so much. Because realistically, people can do whatever the fuck they want and they don't owe you shit. Nobody owes you anything. That's another thing that I have learned. Nobody owes you anything. They don't even owe you an explanation or a conversation if they don't want to. They don't have to do that, friends and kin. They don't. Would it be nice if they did? Yes, it would be so great. But realistically, people don't have to do anything. They don't. Nobody has to explain anything to us, because nobody owes us anything. It would be kind of them. It would be nice of them. But they don't really have to. And those are just some of the life lessons that I've learned in the past 4 years. Another thing that I've learned is that it's really important to be intentional just in your life. And I talk about that on the show a lot. Being intentional is really important because the only thing that we really control is how we move and what we do and how we react to things. And being intentional about how we navigate life is something that we do have control over, particularly about our joy, our peace, our happiness, our, you know, how we share our magic with the world. Like, those are things that we have control over. There's not a lot of uncertainty there, you know? And so I want to share something with you that I read about intentional joy. And part of the reason that I want to share it is because, like I said, I'm on spring break and I have been completely intentional about my joy ever since I left that schoolhouse on Friday afternoon. And, you know, Friday afternoon, it was a mess at school, and it was a mess after school was out. And it's so funny, my work brother, somebody was like, no, that's your work husband. And I was like, I will barf in your lap. But I mean, I guess it depends on how you consider what you consider a work husband. But my bestie at work, he looked so sad because he's an administrator and he couldn't leave. And I didn't want to leave him alone because that's the kind of team player I am. I was like, I'll stay here with him. But we had to stay because the school police had to come to the school because of an incident. And this was after a fight happened. And this girl, she was really wild, and she was cussing at another administrator and cussing at him and calling him the N-word. And he's white, actually, calling him the N-word and calling him a B. And she was just zapping out. And then another incident happened and school police had to come. So I said, you know what? Let me stay here with them and support them. And the good thing is that I didn't have anywhere to go until the next day, the next morning. So I said, you know, let me just be supportive. Because, of course, it's the day, it's spring break, so everybody is, like, out. And I said, well, let me stay and be supportive. And he just looked so sad. And so he was like, I just wanted to go home and, you know, be with my daughter and, you know, start my spring break. And so when I finally did leave on Friday evening, every single moment since I pulled off of that parking lot has been all about me and my joy. I've been very intentional, very focused on making sure that my joy is at the forefront of every movement that I make, okay? And so I decided to take, like I said, a solo trip to Virginia Beach, which isn't that far. It's about 4 hours away with little to no traffic from Baltimore, from where I live. I did all of the things I wanted to do, which is really not a lot. I did not do anything that I didn't want to do. I didn't eat where I didn't want to eat. Intentionally, I did the things that I wanted to do. And I did not do anything that I did not want to do. Intentionally. Some days I stayed in bed. I was down here for about 6 or 7 days. I stayed in bed some days. I stayed in my pajamas some days. I prayed. I had a balcony room, so I went out to the balcony. And I've talked many times about my connection to the water and large bodies of water, particularly the Atlantic Ocean, and how there's a pull there with me. And I'm sure that it has something to do with ancestry and ancestral markers. I'm pretty sure that it does. But I prayed to the water. I talked to the water. Today I went down to the water, actually, and I prayed and I talked to my grandmother, because that's what I do when I go to the water. I talk to my grandmother. I prayed in the direction of the water. I prayed to the water. I prayed to the sun. I watched the sunset regularly. And in all of my 44 years of life, I have never, you know, sat down and focused on watching the sunset intentionally, like not take my eyes off of it. Of course, the sun has set while I was outside or while I was on a plane or in the car, but I've never just sat and not taking my eyes off of the sun until it was no longer in sight. And something about this trip has brought me back to the truth that God is simply magnificent. Not that I didn't know it, but it brought me back to that. It brought me closer to the truth that is like my spiritual power, my spiritual being, to the power of my tongue and my words, the words that I speak, to the power of calling things into being, to the power of God's healing. And I'm telling you, I had like a mini local Eat, Pray, Love trip. And it was so needed and it was so good. And I'm so grateful. And guess what? It was cold. Like it was like 46 degrees. There was a flood watch. There was a torrential downpour. Yesterday it rained from the night prior at like 10 o'clock until the next night after midnight. So it rained for 24 to 26 hours straight. No chaser. It didn't let up at all. It just rained.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And today I found out as I drove down the street that there's a freaking swamp a couple miles down. Anyway, this area is just amazing. And of course, when I drive past those areas, I always think about like enslaved people escaping and like having to go through swamps and like marsh and stuff like that. And of course, I thought about like my own ancestors because they would have had to walk through this kind of stuff because they lived down here. This is where they were from. But anyway, sorry, guys.
Stick to the game plan.
It was like I said, it was like a baby eat, pray, love trip. And excuse me. And it has been fantastic in every single way, to the point that I would totally move down here. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Sorry. Sis had to drink some water because I told you I had a couple drinks earlier, so my throat is a little dry. But to the point that I would totally move here. Because being able to be this close to a beach, top notch, okay? And having access to large bodies of water, like being this close to the ocean, it's essential for me. And this trip has been an amazing reset for my mindset. It has been an amazing reset for my joy. It has been an amazing reset for like self-validation and power, and just being intentional about everything that I have done is really what I think has made this trip so amazing. And it's something that we really need to focus more on in our everyday lives, because I really think that there is a power, a silent power, in being intentional in what we do.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Listen, don't get me started. To the point where, let me tell you something. I don't go to church, but I grew up in church. And when you grow up in church, it's something about growing up in church that, you know, it's etched into your bones, okay? Especially if you're Black. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's something about it being like etched onto your bones with like a little needle or like a tattoo needle. And I was driving past this street down here, and it was called Potter's Road. And there's a song called The Potter's House that you know, Tremaine Hawkins sings. And I said, you know what? I want to hear that song. Let me tell you something. I'm driving down the street, I'm listening to it, and I'm singing it. And next thing I know, I'm crying. Snot is running down my lip. I had to pull over. I went to CVS. I pulled over in the CVS. I'm cleaning my face off. I'm crying. I'm falling out. Let me tell you something. This has been an amazing trip for me spiritually. I'm so grateful. God is good. Listen, people say things like, oh my God, how can you go on trips by yourself? You better figure it out. My question is, how do you not go on trips by yourself? How do you not spend time by yourself? It's the only way to get back to yourself. Anyway, I want to read something to you guys that gives us an outline for focusing on intentional joy. And it's from Young Pueblo. Everybody knows I love Young Pueblo. I love his writing. It's really lovely to read. Anyway, here it is. The Power of Intention, 11 Attributes. Where are my glasses? 11 Attributes to Joyful Living. 1, you are intentional about who you give your time to. You do your best to design an inner circle that is nourishing and enjoyable. What stands out is the mutual willingness to take care of each other and the motivation to help each other figure out life's challenges. 2, you understand how your own perception impacts your reactions and moods. Blaming all your emotions on events and people outside of you creates a situation where you are constantly giving your power away. Taking responsibility for your mindset not only helps you grow, it widens your opportunity for happiness. Next, you practice bringing yourself back to the present moment. Come on now.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You practice bringing yourself back to the present moment, especially when your mind is focusing too much on the past and future and is using small details to build tension-driven narratives. This is heavy right here. Being able to recenter yourself so that you don't jump to conclusions can help you stop from acting rashly. Let me tell you a little, if we're being vulnerable and transparent, I had to call my therapist while I was down here, okay? Because I got a little information about something, and I did not want to react like old Mimi, who was emotionally all over the place, who didn't have control over her emotions, who allowed her anxiety or the narratives that she created in her head, or as this says, tension-driven narratives, to derive or to arrive at a different point, or at a point that she thought made sense. So I had to call my therapist and I had to tell her, look, I don't want to go back. So I'm trying to be proactive, but I need your assistance. Help me, please. And we had to talk through some things and process some stuff, because I wanted to process it like evolved me and not like old me. Get you a therapist that is going to help you process information like the evolved version of you versus the old version of you. And if you don't have a therapist, in the show notes, I have a link to where you can find a therapist or start vetting therapists, because that's what I did. That's how I found my therapist. Vet you some therapists and find you one that works for you, okay? Because you can't do it all on your own. Everybody, ain't nothing wrong with having some therapy. Next, you stop glorifying busy living. Listen, black women need to listen to this. You stop glorifying busy living. You have your goals, but you realize that you can work toward them without breaking yourself in the process. There's nothing valiant about burnout. Instead, you use your energy intentionally and put in good work toward the things you love, but you do so in a balanced way. Next, you make time to feel gratitude, reflecting on all of the beautiful and simple things in your life that are often taken for granted. Will help to ground you. Being able to remember all the good things and people in your life stops your mind from solely focusing on what it wants next. This ain't that the truth, child. It is easy to flow between gratitude and joy, and that is the truth. Something that I have been doing every night is I go out on my balcony and I do a breathing exercise, and I inhale gratitude and I exhale, name any negative emotion. Fear, I exhale negativity, I exhale doubt, I exhale worry, I exhale anxiety, but I always inhale gratitude, I inhale joy, I inhale happiness, I inhale peace. Listen, if you are in a constant flow state of gratitude, like, you don't have room nor time to focus on anything else, because you're just very grateful and very happy to have what you have. Okay. Next, you stay in touch with your emotions without becoming attached to them. It's important to acknowledge how you feel. Listen, this was me a few days ago when I had to call that therapist, especially when you feel heavy, but simultaneously understand that this feeling won't last forever. Not letting temporary feelings govern your actions helps you have a less tense mind. Next, you make time to heal and grow. Whether you have experienced trauma or not, everyone has gone through hard times, and those moments leave marks on the mind that impact your thoughts and actions. Finding and using healing practices that work well for you can decondition your mind so that it becomes less defensive and more open to the natural flow and beauty of life. Next, you remind yourself to slow down between the things you need to take care of in life daily, and the way technology is constantly trying to get more of your attention. I'm telling you, I got a problem with this phone. I really need to just put it away. Anyway, so much can be missed. Bring yourself back to a healthy pace so you can be present with the people, nature, and the activities that you love. Follow your intuition relentlessly. Your intuition helps you to grow. It leads you to your best life, and it helps you make your deepest aspirations come true. Paying attention to what direction is telling you to go in can help unfold the next chapter of your life. Next, you live with gentleness and kindness. Friends and kin, being kind is free, okay? Just an FYI. You try to do good things for others, but in a balanced way where you don't exhaust yourself. Excuse me. Exhaust yourself. Sorry. Having a giving nature and treating people well directly supports your inner peace. I'm going to say that one more time. You try to do good things for others, but in a balanced way. You don't have to be a people pleaser, is basically what it's saying. You don't have to overextend yourself and sacrifice your own self just so that somebody else can be happy, because that's a little cray cray, okay? Why should you be sacrificing yourself so that somebody else can be happy? And I don't give a damn if it's your kids. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your daddy. You should not have to sacrifice yourself for anybody. That's not how that works. God does not set it up for it to be that way. I don't believe that at all. Having a giving nature and treating people well directly supports your inner peace, but you need to do it in a balanced way where you don't exhaust yourself. And lastly, you always stay open to learning and growth. You understand that you are not perfect and you have the humility needed to continue evolving. Knowledge is ever expanding, which means there's always more to understand. Friends and kin, happy birthday to Hand Me My Purse.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, let's get into this straight facts question. It says, "Hi, Mimi, longtime listener, first time writing a question. I love your show and hope all is well with you. I love your opinion and advice on a friend matter. I have a few friends who I used to see a couple of times a month. I thought we were pretty close friends, but all of a sudden, I never hear from them. And when I reach out, I feel like my suggestions to hang out are deflected. I can't think of anything specific I may have done to offend them. The last time we hung out, my friends, who are a couple, got into an argument at my house. We were playing board games and there was alcohol involved. It got a little awkward, but I didn't make much of it. But we haven't all hung out since then. I don't think that would cause them to stop wanting to hang out, but who knows? I feel stupid being the person to reach out and ask why I never see them anymore. It feels a little desperate, or like I'd be forcing them to lie to me or pretend everything is okay, and then go back to never speaking to me. Should I just move on and act like we aren't friends anymore? I'm getting married this year. I went to their wedding and normally would have invited them to mine, but now I don't know if I should. Help. And that is from Tuck James of Winterville, Georgia. Tuck James is the whitest name I've ever heard in my life. So hello to you, Tuck James. I don't know if that's a fake name or what, but I just want to say that Tuck James is the whitest name I've ever heard in my life. Shout out to you, Tuck James. Here's the tea, Tuck. I feel like you should never have to chase anybody to be in your life. I think that because it's bothering you, you should say something. You should ask. And I think that you should just ask directly, and you should be direct, and you should ask the question that you want the answer to. And because that'll cut out all the bullshit. So if the question really is, let's see what you said. I'm getting married this year. I went to their wedding and normally I would have invited them to mine, but now I don't know if I should. If you want them at your wedding, invite them. Invite them, understanding that it's a possibility that they may not come, but invite them. It shouldn't be a tit for tat kind of thing. Like, I don't want to invite them because they're being nasty to me or whatever. Invite them to your wedding if you want them to be there. But I will say this much. Ask them. Or ask one of them if it's a couple. Ask the dude. You're a guy. Ask the guy. Like, dude, what's up? Like, you know, what happened ever since? And be very specific. Ever since the last time you guys were at my house and you guys got into an argument, it was a little awkward for me. But, you know, I didn't think anything of it. But I noticed that you guys haven't really been over since. And you've been kind of weird since then. What's up with that? Like, because I don't want to keep asking you about it. If I did something wrong, and if I did something wrong, let me know so that I can rectify it. And if I didn't, I'm just trying to figure out like where the disconnect is. Ask him and be very direct. If he can't give you a direct answer, you kind of got to let it go. Okay? Because if you are very direct and somebody kind of gives you that roundabout answer and doesn't give you a direct answer, like, that's not your problem, Tuck. It's not your problem. Be direct and expect a direct answer. And if they don't give you that, then you just kind of got to let it go. I would still invite them to your wedding, though. See if they come, which would be interesting. I would. But I would say I would ask them or ask him. Maybe don't come at both of them, but maybe like pull the dude up if the guy is your friend. If the girl is your friend or the woman is your friend, I would pull her up. And ask her, like, what's up with that? And I would give them very specific, or I would give her or him very specific details. Like, I haven't really seen you since the last time you guys came to my house when we were playing video games and you guys got into an argument and we were drinking and it got really weird. It didn't really bother me and it didn't really bother my fiance or my wife or, you know, any of the other couples there. But I noticed that I haven't really seen you guys since that moment. Is there something that happened that I don't know about? Be very specific, because then it lets them know, like, motherfucker, I know exactly when the moment was when shit got weird. What's up with it? What's up? Because if you're direct, sometimes there's nowhere for them to go. But a lie, you know? And if they're going to lie to you, like, do you really want them around you anyway? Like, if they're liars, ew, liars make my booty itch. You don't want them around you if you're a liar. So just ask them very directly. And good luck with you, Tuck. And good luck with your wedding. And if they don't come to your wedding, fuck them. You know, at the end of the day, people are just not solid. My best friend and I say this all the time. People are just not solid people. They are very inauthentic. They're very self-absorbed, self-centered. And they don't like when you do them to them, which is very, and they also don't like when you're direct. That's what, another reason why I'm telling you to be direct, because it just cuts all the fat out. You know what I mean? It just is lean beef, straight to the point. It's not a lot of fat fluff to cut through. Good luck, and I hope you have a great, successful, loving, beautiful wedding, Tuck. I love the name Tuck James. Tuck James. So for this week, I got to do better. I want to read this quote, and then I want to read a prayer. I have this book called Black Liturgies that I bought. And, oh, look at me knocking stuff down. I bought this black called Black Liturgies, and it says Black Liturgies, and I had to look it up because I was saying liturgies. Don't judge me, okay, because I said the word wrong. I'm not perfect, all right? It's not liturgies.
No, what?
It's liturgies. And it says prayers, poems, and meditations, excuse me, for staying human. And it's by Cole Arthur Riley. And let me tell you something. This book has been my Bible since I've been on this trip. When I tell you I go out to that water and I pray and I've said some prayers from out of this book, it's amazing. So the first quote is from good old Oprah Winfrey, the Ozempic queen, okay? And regardless of how I feel about Oprah Winfrey or what I think about Oprah Winfrey, sometimes she says things and I really, really like the things that she says, and this time she said, your calling isn't something that somebody can tell you about. It's what you feel. It is the thing that gives you juice, the thing that you are supposed to do, and nobody can tell you what that is because you know it inside yourself. One more time for the one time. Your calling isn't something that somebody can tell you about. It's what you feel. It's the thing that gives you juice, the thing that you are supposed to do. And nobody can tell you what that is because you know it inside yourself. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey. Okay, I want to read, I had to get to my book here. I want to read this prayer. Everybody, bow your heads. Let me get the light up because I can't see that well. Everybody bow your heads. Close your eyes. For the unknown, God of shadows, our fear of the unknown keeps us from moving at all. Help us not to know. Protect our minds when anxious thoughts about the future refuse to leave us alone. Deepen our breath. Bring us into communities who can be trusted when they tell us we are safe. Comfort us when our minds become frenzied, trying to determine what we cannot possibly know. When questions of what is to come or who will stay with us haunt us, make us kind with our own self-talk, tender to our bodies, loving with all we do have control over. When no amount of courage can diminish fear's power over us, remind us that we too have power as we rise to meet it. Provide a way to peace. We will not fear the dark. Ashe. And amen. And amen. Listen, this book is good. Y'all take that prayer here. That was a good prayer. I'm actually going to go and I'm going to say this prayer tonight before I go to bed. I'm going to go say it outside and I'm going to say it to the water. Okay? Because the water be listening to me. Okay? The water ain't nobody but my ancestors and God. That's all the water is, okay? That is all the water is. The first thing that I want to do is say thank you to God. First and foremost, because God is supreme and I recognize and appreciate the grace that God extends to me every single day of my black ass life. I also want to say happy motherfucking birthday to my birthday, baby. Hand me my purse, the podcast. It's been 4 years and I'm still out here doing the best I can.
Trying to restore my community.
And we still in this thing, okay? Knee deep in the thing, okay? What is next? What is next for Hand Me My Purse? I don't know. I don't know. And after I just read that last prayer, like, I don't know, and it's okay that I don't know. It's perfectly okay that I don't know, because one thing that I know for sure is that God provides. I'ma just keep rolling, and I really would like it if y'all would just keep rolling with me, and let's just continue to take this journey together. And I want you to know that I appreciate all of you for being here. All of you, every single one of you. I have an extra special thank you going for all of you who have been here since the very first episode that I ever released, which was released on March the 1st of 2020. I appreciate you. I love you deep in my heart. I'm grateful for you. And for those of you who just started listening today, or who just started listening in June of last year, or in 2023 or 22 or 21, whenever you started listening, I'm grateful for you as well. Whatever, however you cut this up, I'm grateful. I think that's the constant, and that is the common denominator, is gratitude, okay? I'm thankful for my family. I love those people. I'm thankful for my friends. I love them people too. I'm thankful for my friends and my kin, all y'all. I'm thankful for the people who support me, because just because you don't, you supporting me doesn't mean you have to necessarily listen to the show. People support me in so many other ways. And of course, most importantly, I'm really grateful for the people that listening to the show. Like, that's important if you are listening. And people who share the show with other people, and people who interact with me, people who leave reviews, people send me messages letting me know, like, that kind of stuff fuels me. It feeds me, and kind of like, it's like gas in a car. It like fills my car with gas. I just love y'all so much, and it's nothing short of an honor and a blessing and a privilege to share my time, my energy, my thoughts, my words, and to be vulnerable with you guys, especially if you continue to keep coming back listening to what I got to say. I look forward to every time that we get to do this with one another. But before you exit out of whatever streaming service you're listening to this podcast on, I want you to stop what you're doing. And if you have not already done so, look for the subscribe or follow button, please. Click on it if you have that option wherever you're listening. Then I want you to go over to Instagram and follow me at handmemypurse_podcast. Next, go over to X and follow me at HMMP_podcast. There's also Facebook. You just search Hand Me My Purse Podcast. And on my Instagram page, you will see a little like at symbol for Threads, which is like Instagram's version of Twitter. I really like it over there. Click on that, follow me there, because I do a little more talking over there than I do at Twitter, definitely. If you listen on a streaming service or a medium that lets you do this, please rate and review the show. It only takes 2 to 3 minutes. How about this? This is a call to action.
It was at this moment he knew he fucked up.
I don't know why that is not what I thought I was pushing, so I'm sorry for that. Let me push what I really wanted to push. Okay. This is what I really wanted to push. This is a call to action, okay? If you would please, for the birthday of Hand Me My Purse, the 4th birthday, go to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify and leave a review and a rating. I would really appreciate that. If I could get 5 of you to do that, 5 of you to do that, it would really make my day. And it would be like a birthday gift to Hand Me My Purse. I would really appreciate that. Please, please, please. Friends and kin, be sure to share Hand Me My Purse with your friends, your loved ones, and even the people you don't like. Because the best way for people to find out about the show is by you guys telling them all about it. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Submit your questions for the Straight Facts segment by clicking on the link in the show notes that says submit a question for Straight Facts. Please do that. Ask your friends, because I know they have drama in their lives. Send them the link. Or click the link in my Instagram profile and look for the button that directs you to submit a question. And you never know, your question may be featured on an upcoming show. Also, I just got a really interesting question come in. I'm probably going to read that either next week or in a few weeks. But anyway, also remember that show notes are always available in the episode description wherever you're listening to the show. Be sure to take a look at the show notes, because that is where I put all of the links that I mentioned during the show. and just some other information that I may want to share with you. Also, just so you know, like I mentioned earlier, the music for Hand Me My Purse is provided by none other than West Baltimore's own Gloomy Tunes. And last but not least, I want to give a big old shout out to my producers. Together, we make up Brando Banjo and the Dirty Throats. And I look forward to you looking forward to listening to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast, each and every Tuesday. And I'm out this bitch. Peace. Happy spring break, everybody. Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.